At number 17 in the Festive 50 this year, that was Fontaine's DC with Inagroe Go Dio, the Orbital remix from the Skinty Fear Go Dio album, which I guess is a deluxe version of the album they released last year, which dominated the charts in its original undeluxe form. So there's been added tracks have been put onto it, and it's been released in this extended version, which is why it's now eligible for this year's chart. And that is their 15th Festive 50 entry. And the original version got to number 36 last year, and it was played by Mark Whitby in his October FSK show. Here's number 16.
Perfectionism kills art. I hope that I touch your heart. If I criticize number one, it spoils all the fun. Once a month, everyone.
Number 16, that was Panic Pocket with a title track from their album Mad Half Hour, released on Skep Wax Records. And it was played by Gareth and Mark Whitby and Rocker in April. And Gareth liked it so much that he played it again in May. Here's number 15.
Come here, join me in the silence. We need undoing.
at number 15, Bar Italia with Nurse, a single released on Matador Records and played by Brown Butter in July and Sean in November. That's it from me for this year. I'm handing over to Rocker next. Do stay tuned. Don't turn that dial, because I can promise you that not every song you hear in the rest of the chart will be people strumming guitars. There's a lot more variety coming up for you in the last part of the chart. So enjoy. Over to you, Rocker.
Hi, this is Rocker. You're listening to the Dandelion Radio Festive 50 for 2023. And, of course, that's the chart voted for by you, the Dandelion Radio listener. Thanks to Leo for that previous section. I'm going to be taking you up from number 14 onwards. So without further ado, this is at number 14. And at number 14 in the Festive 50, that's Lost Girls, and the track's called Ruins, and that was on an LP that came out back in November on the Small Town Supersound label. They're about from Oslo in Norway, and the LP was called Selvut's Letter, and you can get more information from lostgirls1000 in figures.bandcamp.com. And that one was played on Dandelion Radio during the year by Brown Butter in his shows September, November and December. Right, next up, well, that brings us on to number 13.
The 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Reveille is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Reveille broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Reveille.
My mates on the board, my mates on the board. So I got myself on the board. I surf whatever's left in the river. Back up to my cotton farm. Wishes came me down river from. Said what a gauge, said what a gauge. I put that die right into the river. I fiscally designed it so I'd get rich. I fiscally designed it so I'd get rich. I fiscally designed it so I'd get rich. In the river. National
down at number 13, that's The Toads, a band from Melbourne, Australia, and that's from an LP that came out back in June. And the LP's called In the Wilderness, and the track was Nationalsville. That's on Anti-Fade Records, and you can get information from thetoads.bandcamp.com. And David and Sean both played that back in April, Leo and Sean in May, and Brown Butter in August. So that one's had quite a lot of play on Dandelion Radio during the year. Great stuff. Very pleased to see this one at number 12. Number 12 in the 2023 Festive 50, that's the Pop Guns, and the track called Caesar, and that's from their CD EP, which is called Popism. That came out back in September, a band from Brighton, and I played that in my show back in July, I think. www.popguns.net for more information. And this is the Pop Guns' return. They have been in the Festive 50 before in 1989 with a track called Landslide. And I saw the band live a few weeks ago. Excellent. Certainly worth going out to see them live if you get the chance. Right, that brings us on to number 11. Another one that I'm really pleased to see. And another band I saw quite recently, actually. This is number 11.
Number 11. gouged out eyes, faces swollen and painted pink. Tis a dancing does, a dance against dying, the Harlequin Duke. Einstein's last words were, frugality is love, good taste is death. The glint in his eye, the lilt in his voice, the Harlequin Duke. Death is a grave mistake. If you can't take it with you, don't go.
At number 11, that's House of All and the track called Harlequin Duke. And yeah, I was saying I'm really pleased to see that one in the Festive 50. They're a band that I got to see live and consider myself quite lucky to do so just a few weeks ago. They were brilliant live, and that's from their LP called House of All on the wonderful Tiny Global record label. And of course, all the members of the band are former members of The Fall, not all at the same time in The Fall. They were all from different eras, but it's really really great to see the members of the Fall carrying on doing something. And obviously it's not the Fall, never will be without Mark, but great stuff, really, really great LP. Recommend that if you can get hold of it. And I played that one back in April, as well as X-Ray Moon. And next up, this is number 10, and this is actually the track I voted for as my favourite of the year.
Radisson Edwardian Hotel, Manchester. Dear guest, welcome to the hotel. Please read this letter. You will get an idea of what a room attendant's job involves. Do not tell the housekeeping manager about this letter. Please just replace it in the drawer when you have read it. We tidy up the bed. Make the pillows nice and tidy. Make sure there's no dust around. Replace new linen every day. It doesn't matter if it's messy or if it's clean. This is part of the job. Toilets and bathrooms, mirror, have to be nice and clean. No dust around. We put things where they belong. Tidy up everything. Valance, pillows. Vacuuming has to be done every day. We do the function and meeting rooms on certain shifts. The head concierge says the meeting rooms are named after political radicals. He has to know for when guests ask.
Where the hotel is now, it used to be a field. The names are of leaders who organised a meeting on the field in the 18th century. 19th maybe, a meeting for political reform. Cotton mill workers dressed in their Sunday best. Men and women and their children.
Singing the popular songs of the day. They'd call them folk songs now. Musical bands blaring. But men on horseback waded into the meeting, trampling bodies, swinging their sabres. People were killed. There is a Bamford room, a meeting room, on the first floor of the hotel. After a meeting, it has to be vacuumed, table cleared and wiped clean. The concierge says it is named after the weaver Samuel Bamford, who was there at the gathering of the massacre in the field. Bamford described the event in a book he wrote years later.
10 minutes after the violence, the empty field was covered in dibs. We saw a black banner sprawled on the ground with the word blood in the heart and two clasped hands on top of his wife. A man's candle sprig of blood, half hidden by bloody socks. Women's bonnets all around, one made of floral print material. A shoe without a sole stuck in his foot. The trumpet, the drum, the flute. Branches of laurel.
Doors open part way. We can open it the rest of the way.
Room's empty, Lamont.
So it seems.
It must be Minnie's room. Look on that dresser with
her. Wait, Margot. Listen.
Somebody's in here.
Sounds like it's coming from that closet door. Might be Smokey hiding in there.
Or the killer.
Keep that, darling. I'm going to open that closet. Now.
Smokey! It's mine. It's all mine. You can't have any of it.
Smokey, put down that bottle.
It's fine. Every bottle filled with money. Okay? Thousands. Thousands. It's all mine.
Come on, stop
it. Smokey, stop it.
Let me go. I know I'm dying. But when I go, I'll be buried right. No potter's field. I'll have a fancy casket. Flowers. I'll have a fine funeral.
Smokey, you've got to go back to that hospital. Now come along.
You keep away from me. You come to get my money. I'll kill you before I let you take it from me.
Look out, Lamont. He's coming towards you with that broken bottle.
Smokey, I've come to help you.
You come to steal my money. But you won't. I'll cut your throat, too.
Look out!
We'll return to the shadow in just a minute.
Now it's winner's time. That's right. Time to announce the two winners of the Carrysaw contest for the week ending November 15th. A gorgeous $100 17-jewel Harman gold watch goes to each of them, just for writing an interesting letter about Carrysaw. The lady's watch goes to Mrs. Gus Du Bois of Ottumwa, Iowa. In her winning letter, Mrs. Du Bois gives what she calls a very dependable recipe for canning corn. She mixes 20 cups of sweet corn, 1 scant cup of sugar, and 1 scant cup of curry salt. She lets this stand for 15 minutes and then processes for 35 minutes in a pressure cooker. Sounds easy? Yes, and I'll bet it tastes mighty good, too. Now, here's an unusual use for Kerry smoke salt, the fine Kerry salt to give cured meats that old-fashioned smoke flavor. It's from D.R. Crowley, Jr. of 331 Ridgemont in San Antonio. He sprinkles Kerry smoke salt around and atop anthills, and in 12 hours, he says, the ants are completely eliminated. Congratulations to both winners. And folks, if you'd like to win one of these beautiful watches, listen for the easy rules later in this program. Meanwhile, remember, there's a fine Kerry salt for every farm and home use. There's deep penetrating Kerry's table salt, Kerry's meat curing salt, Kerry's mineral supplement salt, and many others. Always look for the white bag, box, or carton with a bright red band. But now, back to the shadow.
In their attempts to solve the mystery of the strange deaths in the flophouse on Notorious Beggar's Row, Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane find themselves in the room of the owner's wife. And here they find the latest victim, a beggar named Smokey, who attacks Lamont with a broken bottle.
Lamont, he's cut your cheek. It's bleeding.
I've got his arms now.
I'll kill you. I won't let you take my money.
Take it easy, Smokey.
I'll have a good burial. I'll see I'm buried right. Not like the other bums.
Smokey. You'll have a good burial, all right, Smokey.
He's dead?
Yes, darling.
What a shame. He might have lived if he hadn't come back for this money.
It's a fortune here, Margot, in these bottles.
Lamont, there's someone coming down the hall.
It's a woman's footsteps. Minnie must be coming back.
We've got to get out.
I want you to go, darling, quickly, down that fire escape.
Well, what about you?
Don't worry about me. Minnie won't see Lamont Cranston. It'll be the voice of the shadow who greets her.
Money all over the floor. He came back to steal my money.
The money you stole from the beggars, Minnie?
Whose voice is that?
The voice of the shadow, Minnie.
Shadow? What kind of a gag is this? Where are you?
Shadow is everywhere and nowhere, Minnie. Perhaps the shadow was here when Smokey died. Perhaps he knows that you killed Smokey.
I had to do it. He got too smart. He knew too much for his own good.
Yes, Minnie, but there's someone else still alive who knows your secret.
Someone else? Who?
The bum they call Flipper.
Flipper?
He knows you've got all this money, and he knows how you got it. He'll get it from you. He'll blackmail you just the way Smokey was going to do.
Dirty bum, he won't get a cent.
How can you stop him? He knows you killed those poor beggars.
He'll stop that bum. He'll do it. The professor will find a way.
The professor? Who is this professor, Minnie?
He's the one who put me up to this. He's my friend. He'll take care of that nosy bum.
What will you both do, Minnie? Kill Flipper as you've killed the rest?
Sure, the professor will take care of him, all right?
Very well, Minnie. Tell this professor what's happened. And get Flipper just the way you got the other bums.
Let me in, Professor, quick.
Well, Minnie, my flower, what are you doing here in my workshop at this time of night?
There's something I got to tell you, Professor.
Well, you're unnerved, my precious. Wait, I'll light a lamp.
No, never mind about the light. Listen to me.
My cherub, you're trembling.
Listen. A voice just come to me and told me somebody knows we killed them beggars and stole their money.
A voice? Oh, come now, my rose petal.
I tell you, I heard a voice. I found my bottles broken and the money all over the floor. The voice said that a bum named Flipper was going to blackmail us and get our money away from us.
Come, sugar, you're just imagining things.
I heard the voice, I tell you. Wait. Just then I felt like there was someone here in your workroom with us.
Your nerves are just done, eh?
What was that?
What are you talking about?
Your work table just moved. Then I could swear.
How could it, Tulip? You don't see anyone, do you?
No. Maybe I'm just jumpy. I guess that voice kind of left. But... Professor, look. Those little bottles on your shelf, they just moved.
Well, it must have been just the wind. See? Just blew the door closed.
Yeah, but I heard somebody laugh.
You're imagining things. I do say, Blossom, this is odd.
What's odd, Professor?
I know I had 8 bottles of my stuff on this shelf tonight.
Now it seems her only...
Nothing is hiding there. Cause she's a little simple. They thought it was a pimple. Symptoms never went away. Now she never goes out. And Mary hasn't got anything to say. She used to be so pretty. Boys would gather all around. Now they have to stay away because of the awful sound. Things happen to her head. Now she's very mad. Oh, whatever happened to Mary, the girl in every boy's dreams? She just stays in a room, pulls her hair and strings. She used to be so pretty. Boys would gather all around. Now they have to stay away.
My guitar is getting detuned because of the cold. But this next song, I wrote it after reading The Old Man and the Sea from Ernest Hemingway. Maybe you know it or have read it in school. But that's really based on that book. It's called Tied to the Mast. Desires caught between water and wind, underneath a bell jar of stars and treasures of gold on my tongue. So go grab on tight, phone as oceans ahead, knowing time slowly ripples away. I've been searching for islands where decisions are mine, and the sun will rise into the west. So come sink into the light of this dark blue horizon, stripped from all your desires, pleasantly tied to the mast. Pleasantly tied to the mast. And if the water pulls you under, and the sun seems to be out of reach, try to recall that the abyss is only as deep as you want it to be. So come sink into the light of this dark blue horizon, strip from all your desires, pleasantly tied to the mast. Pleasantly tied to the mast. Be pleasantly tied to the this next song is really about finding, or I think the self-destructive nature we all have inside us, and like finding a balance between resistance against yourself and acceptance of yourself. So I think that's what it's about, but at the other hand, it's like
this is the first song that I didn't really worry about writing the lyrics that much or what I was precisely writing about. So it is about whatever you want it to be. So, but it's called Exception. Take my bleeding fingertips, slowly move them to your lips and say, what difference does it make? 'Cause I've seen every shade of blue, sapphire, but cobalt too. It's strange the things our minds create, and oh, to be both the axe and the tree, cutting through the branches of your mind. And I know it doesn't have anything to do with what we had, certain seasons with a meeting solitude. And I know, but still I'm wondering, gonna make an exception for me. The riverbed, I think this melancholy is kinda romantic. And in the stillness of unbending, and I'll get covered in mosquito bites, but I'm just glad that I could be a light source, or a little bit more. 'Cause oh, to be both the axe and the tree, cutting through the branches of your mind. And I know it doesn't have anything to do with what we had, certain seasons with a meeting solitude. And I know, but still I'm wondering. Song. This is called Talk About Love. when you know who you know. Set on a white mare, ride an orphan too, into the garden of my unshapeable heart. Oh, what do we talk about when we talk about love? Like the first time that we met, you were wearing a Christmas tee in the middle of July. Or is it where you said you read the junior magazine of the WWF as a kid, as I used to do, as I used. Seen it then, but I do see now. Oh, inside comes bursting in, and I'm sure it's what we talk about when we talk about love. To cycle through Western Germany. Love breaks apart, tell me where does love go? It's the side of the road down to your favorite story. Where oh, the other week I saw your sister and she still kinda scares me. And I'm sure I could have seen it then, but I do, but I now. Oh, inside it comes bursting in, oh, it's all that I seem to talk about. And I'm sure I could have seen it then, but I surely see it now. It's what we talk about when we talk about it. My last song, and my hands are a bit frozen now. But thank you for listening. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm gonna release my first EP this year, so that's really exciting. And you can find it on Instagram, and my username is Maas is Maas, so you can find it. Thank you.
Yes, we're having a good night tonight.
I was feeling out there total chaos. Make some noise out there for the fuel.
Feel free chaos. I feel free. 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 Feel free chaos. I feel free, feel free chaos. I feel free.
we're having a good night tonight.
Rooting the show, kicking high, kicking low.
Chaos makes a noise.